4, CPA Mobile.
Mama done got a little Mexican and went by the tractor supply, got chicken feed, and now we're headed back home after church.
Had a long service. Well, we went to the 9 o'clock service, and then we went to Costco and came on back home, but I borrowed a metal detector from this guy. He's a ham radio operator, and I've got his address, and I've got to punch it in my maps here so I can, I can't remember exactly how to get to his house. I had it about 3.5 months.
At least you are returning it. Did you find the lost treasure?
Negative. I found a lot of stuff, but I did not find the wire I was looking for.
Into your feed line in the ground?
I found, like, some off-brand, Coca-Cola or something, orange drink, I don't know what it was, and I found a lot of pieces of metal, some of it went to the vinyl siding, and, you know, just stuff like that. It's amazing what's in the ground in your yard. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I just never could find it.
Hey, Steve, Dave was just wandering around lost like he usually is. W2T.
You two resemble each other when you get together.
That off of him, Rusty.
Hey, I'm an older gentleman. I don't get mad. I just eventually get even. You never know.
Someone wrongs me, I don't get even, I get ahead.
Can't outrun a 357.
Second.
Now that's for sure.
I used to have a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum. It had a 6-inch barrel, target trigger, mark sights. And I got so good with that thing, I could pull the hammer back with the trigger, not even cock it, and I could tell when I got to the place where the hammer was gonna fall. And that's when I started, aiming. But I traded that for a guy wanted one. I sold it to him, and I bought a brand new 45.
I believe in that Big Bang theory. I got a Ruger Red Hawk, 7.5-inch, 44 mag. And Dave, when we go to the range, I'll try to show off a little bit. That thing, I can hold a 12-inch plate at 100 yards with it. That thing is a sweet shooter.
Hey, Dave, I just wonder how many times that thing knocked him on his butt the first time he got up there and shot with it. Anyway, good afternoon to you guys. I'm going to go fix my lunch. I haven't had any lunch yet, so I'm going to go heat up the air fryer and get my burger cooked. Talk to both of you later. AB4CBA to take it, W2T73.
Well, enjoy your lunch there, Rusty. Good to talk with you. And Steve, you said you were about destinated, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm within about 2 or 3 minutes now. I'm getting real close to home. That's going to be fun when we go over to the range, Dave.
I'll drag that M1 out and I'll pull up a video on YouTube how to tear it down and clean it and all that, because I've got everything I need to clean it. And I've got some new ammo. I'm not sure about what's in the clips or the mags, or some of it looks a little got discoloration around the primer. I'm just not sure about it.
That's called patina. It just gives it character. I tell you what, I may have to bring one of my big bangers. I got a 45-70 I might let you try to shoot.
That sounds like fun. I guess if I ever buy another gun, I want to buy a 50 caliber with a nice scope on it.
What, a 50 BMG?
Not much about 50 calibers other than I want the round to stay supersonic as long as it can.
If you're wanting very, ultra-long range, sniper-type range, then you're talking about a .338 Lapua or a 50 BMG.
Somebody mentioned a what'd you say, .338? Last night on one of the shows I was watching. I don't think I've ever heard that caliber.
Wildcat cartridge, but it's starting to get very popular, especially in the military. The military is using that as moderate, because with the military snipers, moderate range is anything from 1,000 yards out to almost 3/4 of a mile. And a 50 BMG, the 50 caliber Barrett rifles, they have shots recorded out to 2,500 yards.
For that, you gotta be good. Then you gotta have you need a spotter. But it can be done.
I tell you what, my eyes are just not good enough for anything like that. So anyhow, I'm okay out to about 500 yards.
For shot anything with a scope, I've always just had, handguns, and I've never fired a rifle that I can think of, maybe a .22. I fired shotguns and, 12 gauge. I've got my granddaddy's little 12 gauge. He paid $2.50 for it, and he went hunting all the time. And it's made by Fulton Arms Company in Fulton, Georgia.
But you gave me that information. You won't get to shoot my 45-70. Unless you can. Well, okay. Let's put it this way. The 12 gauge that you're used to is probably a 2 3/4 inch standard shell. My 12 gauge shoots 3 inch magnum shells and kicks about twice as hard as that one that you're talking about.
My 4570, you can probably double that again.
Well, the 4570, wouldn't you be shooting that from a prime position?
Doesn't matter. If you don't hold on to it the right way, it can hurt you.
Show me how to hold on to it the right way. Oh, me, I tell you.
Okay, if you want to give it a go, Bo, we'll let you ride that one. But like I said, that's a rifle. The way I've got it loaded, I load my own custom shells for it. And believe me, I go out and I'll shoot it about 8 or 10 times in a day, and I've had my punishment filled.
Do you have a die for a 45 caliber?
Are you talking about a pistol round?
45 auto.
We can take care of you there.
Well, if I buy the powder and the primers, I might come up there and load a few rounds if you don't mind. Oh, I gotta get some brass too.
Just fine, Dave. I just pulled up on the new cut road and the guy across the road had his turn signal on. And you know what he did? He just drove right across new cut road, right straight across in front of me. Even though he had his turn signal on. I'm telling you, ignorance abounds and they walk amongst us.
To watch people. There's this lady, I've run into her twice now. She turns left on the Rufford Road and into the inside lane, and then she stops. She goes about 25 feet, and then she stops. No signal, and makes a right turn from the inside lane. And the first time she did it, I wanted to go around her, and I started to, and I saw that she was turning right, so I slammed on my brakes because she was going to hit me. And then, so the next time it happened, I just sat behind her, and she did the same thing. So, I tell you, it's just crazy. I don't understand some people.
Hey, Dave. Just makes me want to go out and buy a 1960 Buick Roadmaster battleship. Don't put any tags on it, don't put any insurance on it, and just go out and have some fun.
Dylan, it makes me wish I had that old 79 Jeep Quadratrack I had, used to have. All right, so I'm pulling up this guy's house, and it's going to take me a second to figure out. It was kind of a tricky turn here. So let me go here, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, absolutely incredible timing, Bud. I'm pulling into my driveway as we speak. You have a good afternoon. Try not to run over anybody. KN4VWA, clear.